This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
All right, we are almost to the weekend, already Thursday afternoon. And, you know, we had the forecast the other day that Wednesday and Thursday were going to be just covered with rain showers. It is a beautiful, really spectacular Thursday afternoon, and there's a chance of rain today. But look, from where I'm sitting, I don't see any chance of rain coming. But, you know, the weather can change. It could come later. And then we're supposed to have some rain tomorrow. So, you know, once again, the forecast, it really just, it seems like it's really hard for the meteorologist to get it right, because we were expecting a lot of rain today, actually a lot of rain yesterday and then today. And it turned out to be a nice day yesterday after the morning storms swept through here. Turned out to be an okay day. I'm Scoot on the air. There is a new pope. We're going to talk about that on the show today. He is the first pope ever from the United States of America, an American-born pope. This is unprecedented. You know, we mentioned him yesterday on the show as somebody who was in the running. It's Robert Prevost, born in Chicago. We mentioned that he was in the running, but he was not a favorite. And when we go through some of the favorites, and you go down to those who were at 2%, like the favorite was at 29%, chances of winning. And the lowest one on the list was 2%. Robert Prevost was below that. And they did it in only 2 days. So this is kind of shocking. And, you know, a lot of speculation. Is he going to be more liberal? And we're not talking about politics, but more liberal in terms of his interpretation of Catholic doctrine, like Pope Francis was? Or is he going to be stricter? I would think that since he's from the United States, I'm concerned that he might want to be stricter than Pope Francis. You know, but we have to wait and see. You know, we'll all approach it with an open mind. But we'll talk about this. There are a lot of Catholics in the greater New Orleans area, a lot of Catholics throughout South Louisiana, especially over in Southwest Louisiana, like Lafayette and that whole area, Church Point and Mamou and Jennings and all of those cities over there. A lot of Catholics in that area. Now, the central and northern part of the state is more of a Bible Belt area, more Baptist and Methodist and Protestants in those areas. But Southwest Louisiana and the New Orleans area is very Catholic, so a lot of people are interested in this. Although, you know, one thing we can talk about today is, I mean, how much does the Pope really change your life? I mean, it's really, I mean, it's exciting in the church. You know, I've heard conversations about rejuvenating the church, bringing new excitement to the church with a new pope. You know, I get all of that. And I think that, you know, those are things that are going to happen as a result of this. However, I don't know how much the pope really changes our lives. You know, I mean, think about it. In reality, how much does the pope change your life? I mean, how much do you actually listen to the pope? We can talk about that on the show this afternoon. All right. Ian is off today. He is at a luncheon. It's a business thing with our program director and market manager. And he is not on the show today. So Coleman is our studio producer at the controls in the other studio. I'm doing the show from my West End studio here at West End. It really, as I look over the Lake Pontchartrain, it's just a beautiful, beautiful day. Coleman, good afternoon.
How we doing, Scoop?
I'm good. Do you see, when you look at me, do you see stupid printed on my forehead?
Not necessarily. Right now I'm looking at you and I see the sun. You look really sun-kissed. And
yeah, it's like really, it's a beautiful, beautiful day. But I you know, I might as well have stupid printed on my forehead.
Why are you down on yourself? What's going on?
I got scammed today. Well, actually, it started yesterday, but I got scammed, and I want to let everybody know what happened. And boy, they sucked me in. And I'll tell you more about that later. I want to stick to the conversation about the new Pope at this point. But yeah, I mean, I really got sucked in, and you know, I've been scammed a few times. I've been scammed twice that I can think of in my life. One time it cost me $749.
Ouch.
Yeah, boy, that hurt. But I haven't been scammed since, and I've been, you know, very, very alert and aware of possibilities of being scammed. But boy, this one sucked me in. And I started thinking about it last night. Maybe a red flag or two came up last night. And then today, when I was going through the process of setting things up, this was all about an interview that I was going to, somebody wanted to interview me. I'll explain all of that coming up, but man, I got sucked in. But look, when you hear what was sent to me, it was really convincing. And so while I feel stupid, you know, I'm not that stupid. The scammers are just really, really, really smart. So we're going to get into that coming up this afternoon. Also, there is a new study showing that women are more attracted to bald men. Is that true? And who are some of the hottest bald men? I mean, there are some men who are considered to be sex symbols that are bald. And I know a couple of people who their type is a balding man or somebody who is bald. And for those of you who have lost your hair or you're losing your hair, this should come as very comforting news. But I also want to talk to women about this. What is it about bald men that is attractive to you? So we'll talk about that on the show. Also, there is a millennial mom who has installed a landline in her home, a landline phone in her home, to teach her children about conversational skills and how the phone actually works. And she's doing it because she doesn't want her kids to miss out on something that she thinks they might be missing out on. Let's talk today about some of the things that kids are missing out on. Some of the things that we can kind of have fun with this. Like, you know, if kids are out, they'll miss out on the fun of having to look for a payphone if they want to call somebody. You know, pulling over on the side of the road and finding a payphone to talk to somebody. And it really wasn't that long ago when that's what you had to do. You didn't have cell phones. So we'll talk a little bit about that this afternoon. The Supreme Court is allowing the current administration to move forward with a ban on transgender people in the military. And, you know, I don't know how I feel about this. My basic thought is, if you can pass the test, I mean, why not? I don't know that transgender people are a threat to other people in the military. And if you can pass the physicals, if you can pass the test, if you can pass the courses, I mean, if you can go on and if you can do what everybody else can do, you should be allowed in the military. But I will also say that I don't believe the military is basically an experiment in social engineering. I don't think the military should necessarily be open to everybody, and the military has a very, very specific goal. So I'm very ambivalent about this, but you know, we can talk a little bit about that on the show this afternoon. Let's see. Also, there's an eight-year-old boy. Coleman, you know what dum-dums are? The lollipops, the dum-dums?
Yeah, I'm very familiar with dum-dums.
Yeah, I can honestly tell you I've never had a dum-dum.
Well, you're missing out.
Never had a dum-dum. I mean, are they that good? I mean, they come kind of in a plain wrapper. They don't look that appetizing to me.
No, they have really odd flavors that you wouldn't necessarily find with regular lollipops. Like, they have, like, cream soda and root beer type flavors.
Okay.
So it's not necessarily, like, the best lollipop. They just come in some exotic flavors that most lollipops wouldn't come in, like strawberries. Like,
okay,
all
interesting.
The other ones are like strawberry and orange, but these are like root beer, cream soda, stuff like
okay.
that.
Okay. Never had a dum-dum. This eight-year-old boy ordered 70,000 dum-dum lollipops on his mom's phone. It cost her $4,200.
Wow.
Whoa. Hey, Mom, do you know about timeout?
Times have changed.
That, because I think that kid might be in timeout.
I remember dum-dums used to be a penny at the candy lady. You know, in my neighborhood.
I don't think.
You give them a penny, they give you a dum-dum.
I don't think anything is a penny anymore. Seriously. Also, all right, to the President of the United States, you said you were going to release them in a couple of days, and it never happened. Where are the files on Jeffrey Epstein? The guy who was taking money from rich, powerful men and arranging sex with underage girls. Where are the Epstein files? The president said he was going to release them, and they haven't been released. So is this another example of how we should never believe what the president tells us? I mean, I believed him. I honestly thought that the Epstein files were going to be released. There obviously is the speculation that he's in the Epstein files and therefore doesn't want them released. Now, he could be in the Epstein files because he was friends with Jeffrey Epstein. I don't know how close they were, but they knew each other. So they were, at least they were acquaintances, and they were pictured many times together. Was Donald Trump on the plane? Did he ever go to the island that is ironically in the Virgin Islands? Did he go to that island? Did he participate? So we don't know. But it's interesting that he said he was going to release the Epstein files, and they haven't been released. I think there are a lot of people. I think the reason that there is a reluctance to release these files is because there are a lot of prominent people, people you and I know, who had sex with underage girls. And there are prominent people in the New Orleans area who have had sex with underage girls. There are people in every major city who are prominent men who pay a lot of money to have sex with underage girls. I don't know what the going rate is, but I have said this countless times, as much as we attack the sex traffickers, and we should, I think we should also try to attack the men who create a market for having sex with underage girls. But in many cases, these are powerful men with money, and they do this secretly and privately, and somehow they remain a secret. And I don't think they should remain a secret. All right, if you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Open Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. So let's talk about this American Cardinal, Robert Prevost, who was a real long shot. He is the new Pope, the first American-born Pope ever. What is your reaction? He took the name Leo. He decided to name himself after his favorite character on Seinfeld and has taken the name Pope Leo. So what do you think? I know you don't know much about him, but from what you have heard so far, because this happened just a little while ago, the white smoke billowed out of the chimney at the Sistine Chapel, indicating that a choice had been made. It's Pope Leo, Robert Prevost, a cardinal from Chicago, the United States. By the way, I wonder how long it's going to be before Donald Trump, the President of the United States, takes credit for the Pope being from America. I mean, he was a long shot. Did the current administration have anything to do with this? Did they try to work it out? I'm sure in some way the current president will take credit for the Pope being from the United States. and maybe this is part of making America great again. I don't know. I think there are Catholics in America and even cardinals in America who did not approve of the leniency of Pope Francis when it came to the LGBTQ community and when it came to other things like abortion and Catholics who are remarried, taking communion. So what is your hope? What is your comment about the new Pope Leo? If you want to join us, the Open Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. What are you hopeful with this new Pope? Do you hope he's more liberal like Francis, or do you hope he's more conservative when it comes to interpreting Catholic doctrine? I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWL.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, the Catholics of the world have a new pope. It was just the second day, and really a dark horse is the winner, American Cardinal Robert Prevost, the first American pope ever. He has selected the name Leo, so he will be Pope Leo. You know, it doesn't sound as bougie as Pope Francis, but hey, it's his choice. And again, I believe he I heard that he selected his favorite character from Seinfeld and used that name, Pope Leo. All right. So we're going to get a special news update from CBS coming up very, very shortly. And then we're going to take a look at Scoot's news briefs. So there are a lot of MAGA influencers who are on social media demanding that Attorney General Pam Bondi release the Jeffrey Epstein files. So I'm in agreement with the MAGA influencers here. They should be released. Reporters were outside of the White House yesterday, and Bondi was asked about the suggestion from Representative James Comer from Kentucky about the Epstein files being destroyed. The attorney general said that, they haven't been released because we know they haven't been released, but she didn't really comment specifically on whether or not they've been destroyed. I hope they haven't been destroyed. So while there are people demanding that they be released right now, the attorney general is saying that the FBI is reviewing tens of thousands of videos of Epstein with children and child porn. Now, I hope they're not looking at this because they're enjoying it. I mean, to me, this would just be disgusting. Apparently, there are hundreds of victims. Pam said that there's not one victim that will be released. It's just volume, and they have to continue to go through this. And the FBI is diligently going through this now. So, you know, I'm sure there is a lot of information. And I doubt that they're looking at them for fun. But, you know, I mean, you can't help but wonder somebody's going to, you know, hey, well, let's see that one again. Because, you know, there are some weird people in the world. All right, we're about to get an update from CBS News. And also, if you want to join us with a comment about new Pope Leo, sounds like he might be on the progressive side. That would make me happy. But here's a special news update on WWL from CBS. I'm Scoot, and welcome back to our show here on WWL. We'll have these updates for you throughout the day. I mean, this is a big breaking news. Again, many, many Catholics in New Orleans and throughout Southwest Louisiana. And this is big news for the Catholics of the world. But seriously, does the Pope really impact your life? I can't think of, I mean, I'm being honest here. I can't think of one thing that a Pope has said or done that has really influenced my life. I got a lot of hope from Pope Francis because of his progressive attitude. And again, this is not about politics. It's not about the Democrats. It's about just being a progressive and liberal when it comes to a Catholic doctrine. I heard somebody earlier describe Pope Leo as somebody who could be very progressive. And I hope that's the case. But I know there are a lot of, you know, devout Catholic cardinals in America who were not happy with Pope Francis. And I got the feeling that there were some Americans who might want to be a little more conservative when it comes to that. I hope that doesn't happen. All right, we're going to get back to that. But I'd like to talk to you. You can call us or send us a text. And the Open Heart Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. Has the Pope ever changed your life? Has the Pope ever said anything or done anything? Does the Pope have an impact on you and your family? And are you hoping that this Pope is going to continue the more progressive attitude of Pope Francis? Or do you hope that he is more conservative and goes back to a more strict interpretation of Catholic doctrine? Again, the Open Heart Jewelers talk and text line, 504-260-1870. We'll get some of your comments coming up. All right, time to take a look at Scoot's news briefs. The White House is nominating Casey Means, a doctor of holistic medicine, to be the next Surgeon General. Now, Means has close ties with RFK Jr., who is the Health and Human Services Secretary, and has recently been criticized by Trump ally Laura Loomer. Now, Laura Loomer has Trump's ear, and Trump meets with her, and he seems to sometimes react to what she says. So he may be going against her wishes here. But here's AP correspondent Donna Warder.
The White House has nominated Dr. Casey Means as Surgeon General. She's a wellness influencer with close ties to Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. The nomination comes after the White House earlier Wednesday withdrew the name of Fox contributor Dr. Jeanette Neshawat a day before she was to appear before a Senate committee for her confirmation hearing. Neshawat recently has come under criticism from Laura Loomer, a far-right ally of Trump who was instrumental in ousting several members of the president's National Security Council. Dr. Means is author of the New York Times bestseller, Good Energy, The Surprising Connection Between Metabolism and Limitless Health. In a statement, the White House says Means will work closely with Kennedy to help reverse the chronic disease epidemic and ensure great health in the future. Donna Warder, Washington.
Well, it sounds like Laura Loomer didn't like the other one that the president was considering. The President of the United States has designated today to celebrate victory in World War II. The President says that victory was mostly accomplished because of the United States and that the country should honor the people who fought so hard for it.
The victory was mostly accomplished because of us. Whether you like it or not, we came into that war and we won that war and we had a lot of help from a lot of great people, a lot of great allies. But I think there would be nobody that would say that we were not the dominant force in that war and we don't celebrate it. And I think that's a great disservice to the people that lost their lives and people that fought so hard.
Is it true that we don't celebrate the victory in World War II? You know, with the World War II Museum being here in New Orleans, this comes up an awful lot. We talk about that great generation, maybe not often enough, but we talk about that great generation. I never felt like there was a lack of respect for those who fought in World War II. Maybe I'm missing something, but I have always felt like we did a lot to and continue to do a lot to celebrate that generation and the sacrifices that they made. And I've said many times that one of my favorite, if not my favorite area of the World War II Museum is the area where they have posters. They have posters from the past, posters that were posted in public during World War II, especially at the beginning of the war and as the war went on. And they were posters about sacrifice. They were posters about, you know, don't waste food, save it for the soldiers. Plant a victory garden and grow food for the soldiers. When World War II was happening, America was not as greedy as it is today. America was not nearly as divided as it is today. And there's a lot that we can learn from that generation. They were willing to sacrifice. And this country did sacrifice. And it's just amazing how we pulled together. One of the most amazing statistics about World War II to me is at the beginning of the war, our military ranked, I believe, 19th in the world. I mean, we're so used to being number one. I mean, even the baby boomer generation is used to our military being number one. but we were number 19 in the world. The Romanian military was stronger than our military at the beginning of World War II. And it didn't take us long to pull together as men and women and blacks and whites and Hispanics to just pull together as people, not seeing politics, not seeing race or gender, not seeing anything but being American and pulling together and building a military that really was integral in winning the war. That's something we can't ever forget. But the idea that we went from 19th to number one, I think we made it to number one by the end of World War II, is a tribute to the American people then. Not now, but then. Chief Justice at the Supreme Court, John Roberts, lays out his case on why judicial independence is so important to America amid attacks from President Trump and other justices.
In our Constitution, judges and the judiciary is a co-equal branch of government.
Chief Justice John Roberts.
With the authority to interpret the Constitution as law.
At an event to mark the 125th anniversary of federal courts in the Western District of New York, Roberts noted the court's role as laid out in the Constitution.
Obviously decide cases, but in the course of that, check the excesses of Congress or of the executive, and that does require a degree of independence.
Roberts noted that independent role created a new power in government.
Strike down, obviously, acts of Congress or acts of the president. And that innovation doesn't work if it's not, the judiciary is not independent.
As for attacks on federal judges who have slowed President Trump's agenda.
Impeachment is not how you register disagreement with decisions.
I'm Ben Thomas.
Yeah, it sounds encouraging. I like that there is a recognition of what is happening with the current president. This is a really sad story. An alligator killed a woman in Florida after tipping over her canoe. She and her husband were in this canoe, and an alligator tipped over the canoe. You know, this could happen to any of us. I mean, how many of you are in a pirogue or a canoe? How many of you are in waters in this area where there are alligators? I mean, this could happen to anybody. So the woman and her husband were in a canoe. The alligator tips over the canoe. Her husband tried to fight off the gator, but was unsuccessful.
An alligator killed a Florida woman after tipping over a canoe she and her husband were paddling. Investigators say it appeared to be an accidental encounter. Robert Young from the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission.
You know, we do have an eyewitness, and it sounds like the canoe drifted over on top of the alligator, so it seems to be a surprise, or the alligator was startled.
Investigators say that the couple was canoeing in about 2.5 feet of water when they came up on a large alligator. The animal thrashed suddenly, tipping over the canoe and sending both people into the water. Witnesses told investigators the husband tried to fight off the animal, but was unsuccessful. Young says alligator encounters with humans are more common in the spring mating season when they're most active.
While alligator attacks resulting in fatalities are extremely rare, this tragedy serves as a somber reminder of the powerful wildlife that share our natural spaces.
Audio courtesy of WTVT. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
Yeah, and you know, we know a little bit about what alligators do when they get a hold of you. They take you underwater or close to underwater, and they turn, they spin you. And then we've also heard just the horrible reality that an alligator might take a human that is maybe still alive or just dead, and they'll take it to a place and wait for the victim to sort of start to rot before it starts to eat the victim. And I go to these details just to remind you, because this spring and summer, so many of you are going to be in small boats in water where you know there are alligators. Don't be afraid. Just be really cautious. All right, that's it for a look at Scoot's news briefs. And if you want to join us with a comment, the Open Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. So we're going to come back, and Coleman is going to share with us some of the text messages that have come in about your reaction to Pope Leo, the first American pope ever. Honestly, do you hope he is liberal? Do you hope he is more conservative? We'll get to your text when we come back on WWL. I'm Scoot on the air. Big breaking news today, just before we went on the air. A new pope has been selected, just day two of the conclave. And if you haven't seen the movie Conclave, it might be fun to watch that. And it's always interesting to speculate on how much of that kind of stuff went on in the background. Because honestly, the guy who won, the American Cardinal, Robert Prevost, I mean, he was in the running. We mentioned this yesterday. But when I look at the list of the favorites, he's not even on the list of favorites. And the leading candidate was at 29%, and the lowest candidate was at 2%. He was below 2%. So it's really, truly amazing. And this has never happened before. I heard the word progressive listed with him earlier, and I hope he is. I think that's a direction the church needs to go in. The church man-made rules were made a long, long time ago, and a lot has changed since then. And honestly, I believe that if Jesus were on the earth today, if he were walking among us today, if he had not come, if Jesus came today, I think women, for example, would be a lot more involved in the church than they are. And at the time, women were just not as much of part of society as they are now. But Jesus was very contemporary with the times. In the context of the times in which he lived, he was very contemporary. And so I believe he would be contemporary today. And I think women would be more involved. I don't think we're going to see women priests anytime too soon. But I think it would be a really cool move because, you know, women do a lot. So what are your feelings about the new pope? Pope Leo. Let's go to Coleman with some of your text messages.
This text says, I pray that Pope Leo XIV is as liberal as Pope Francis.
Amen. Amen to that.
This text says, I hope the Pope is neither. I hope he is guided by the Holy Spirit.
Well, I think any pope is going to say they're guided by the Holy Spirit. And I think that whichever direction they go in, they're going to believe that they were guided by the Holy Spirit. But you know, I think just like a politician, the opinions and the attitude and the approach of a pope is really going to come from within. You know, you can ask for guidance, but I think in general, I think the Holy Spirit sort of guides us in the direction that we are comfortable going in. So I think it's great that, you know, you want to believe that, but I think the Holy Spirit guides us in the direction that we have instincts to go in.
Okay, I'll leave you with this one since we're coming up on a break. An American pope, Trump interfered with the conclave.
Well, again, I wonder how long it's going to take for that to be mentioned. Donald Trump is president. Make America great again. This is so unusual. Is the president going to somehow try to take credit for this? I don't know. We'll have to see. I mean, I don't think the president really aligns himself with Catholicism. And MAGAs in general, the hardest core Trump supporters, are more Protestant than they are Catholic. I don't have any facts on that, but it just seems like when you hear about the Christian direction, Christian nationalists, they're certainly not Catholic. Christian nationalists are not Catholic. They're more Protestant, more fundamentalist, I guess. All right, if you want to join us with a comment, Oakwood Heart Jewelers talking text line is 504-260-1870. And you heard Coleman say very subtly, I'll give you one more. I'll leave you with this one because we need to get to a break. That's my cue to get to a break here. All right. I'm Scoot. Beautiful Thursday afternoon. We'll be back on WWL. On the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture calendar, today is the day that John Fred of John Fred and his Playboy band would have been 84 years old. John Fred passed away here in New Orleans in 2005 at the age of 63. John Fred from this area had a number one song. It was this song, Judy in Disguise with Diamonds. And, you know, I remember when John Fred was on The Tonight Show and had played this song, and I was so proud. And, you know, I ended up knowing him because of my career, my job. And he played at our 10-year class reunion, and that was really cool. So we've got a lot more to talk about. We're going to continue to get reaction to Pope Leo. What do you think? Do you hope he's progressive? Do you hope he's conservative? I'm Scoot on the Air. It's turned out to be a beautiful Thursday afternoon, and we'll be right back. This is WWL.